Hi, my name is Shelby. Welcome to ColeyCast number 20, the first broadcast of the 2007-2008 school year. Are you interested in weather? Hopefully after listening to this, you will be. Telling you about atmosphere is Toby, then Kennedy with the water cycle. Then we'll go to States of Matter with Angeline. Then we'll go to Changes of State with Monica, and telling you about temperature will be Brandon. And finally, Jokes with Dalton. Enjoy this broadcast.
Do you know what the atmosphere is? Hi, my name is Toby, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Atmosphere is the layers of gases surrounding the Earth. There are four layers of the atmosphere, and the first is the troposphere, and it is 10 miles up from Earth. The second layer is the stratosphere, and it's 30 miles up from Earth. Next is the mesosphere, and it is 50 miles up. Last but not least is the thermosphere, and it's 420 miles from Earth. The things you will see in the troposphere are birds, planes, buildings, and pretty much anything else that is living. The things you will find in the mesosphere and stratosphere is nothing. In the thermosphere, there are satellites and space shuttles. Thank you for listening to this segment. Now here's Kennedy with the water cycle.
What is evaporation? Hi, I'm Kennedy, and I'm going to tell you what the answer is. The answer is liquid turning into gas when it's heated up. I'm going to also tell you about the water cycle. First of all, evaporation is the first stage of the water cycle, where liquid is turning into gas when it's heated up. The second stage is condensation. It's when gas evaporates into the sky as the gas gets higher and higher. It gets colder and it turns back into a liquid. That's when it forms into a cloud. Precipitation is the third stage, and that's when the cloud releases water and rains. Also, plants release their extra water into the atmosphere. Do you know what stage that is? It's transpiration. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this segment. Now here is Angeline with States of Matter.
Hi, my name is Angeline. Today I'll be talking about the three states of matter. The three states of matter are solid, liquid, and gas. Solid is the lowest energy state. The atoms in a solid are barely moving. An example of solid is ice. Liquid is a medium energy state. The atoms in a liquid is at a medium rate. The example of liquid is drinking water or soda. Gas is the highest energy state. The atoms in gas are moving very fast, like crazy. An example of gas is steam. Now I'm going to tell you about this. The solid-liquid gas dance that Mr. Coley taught us. First, you get up and stand on your feet. Next, you squeeze yourself like you're freezing. Now, that's a solid step. Then, you dance like you're the water in the ocean. Finally, you dance like no one is watching. Now get up and do it again, but all together. Now, I hope you liked our segment. Next, here's Dalton on some weather jokes. Enjoy!
Hi, my name is Dalton, and we're going to take a short break, and I will tell you some weather jokes. My first joke is going to be, what happens when fog lifts in California? UCLA. Get it? You can see Los Angeles. My final joke of the day is going to be, how do you find out what the weather is when you're on vacation? Go outside and look up. Now here's Monaco with Changes of State.
Greetings, I'm Monica, and in this segment I'm going to talk about changes of state. Do you want to know how solid turns into liquid? When solid plus heat equals liquid, that's called melting. Liquid plus heat equals gas, and that's called evaporation. Gas subtract heat equals liquid, and that's called condensation. Liquid subtract heat equals solid, and that's called freezing. Thank you for listening to my segment. Now here's Brandon with temperature.
Hi. Hi, I'm Brandon, and I'm going to talk about temperature. Do you know what temperature is? Temperature is the measure of how fast the particles, atoms, of a substance are moving. The faster the particles move, the higher the temperature. For example, have you ever been in a jacuzzi or a spa with the bubbles on? It feels hotter. Why? When the bubbles are on, it forces the water to move, and the faster the water moves, the higher the temperature. Did you know that water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius, and water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius? Solids are cold and liquids are warm, and gases are hot. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Now we go back to Shelby.
Well, that's all for Broadcast 20. Hope you learned something today. Come back soon.